Everybody, Adam from DevelopPHP here, and in this webmaster video guide we're going to be discussing site links and what site links are all about, why you would want them, and ways to attract search engine algorithms to place site links for your websites. What site links are, let's just go to the search engine, and here I have Facebook in. Let's type in MySpace, myspace.com. When I put that in, you'll see there's specialized links that come up here, and this doesn't happen for every website. It's only certain websites this happens for, and I'll be talking to you about what kind of websites that happens for in a second. Okay, so now we've seen MySpace's site links there, and here is, I'm going to link to this blog, which is going to tell us, it's going to tell you, I'm going to put the links in the video description, it'll tell you all about what Google says straight out of Google's mouth, what site links are, so you can understand it. And so I'll link up that little article here about what site links are. DevelopPHP has specialized site links, and a couple of these are dead, and I went to my webmaster tools and I blocked them. So when they appear for your site, you can go into your webmaster tools and choose to block certain ones. So if you happen to change directories or restructure your site, which I did last week, I chose to block two of the directories from showing up in this listing, which given some time those two will go away, then new ones will appear. And so what site links are is, it's kinda like the icing on your search engine optimization cake for your website. It's the way to know that your site is becoming optimized or is optimized, and Google sees it as something that's worth indexing well. At this time it's all automated according to Google, so it's only given to certain websites that meet certain criteria within the pages and the directories, and they appear under the number one result. So if you search Twitter or twitter.com, it's gonna come up the same there. Same with DevelopPHP. You just put DevelopPHP without the .com, it still comes up. And it's, since it's automated, you really can't request Google to place certain ones there or to place them for your website. It's just if your site happens to meet a certain criteria, you know, then you'll get these specialized site links. And your site doesn't have to have a whole lot of pages, and it doesn't have to be online for years and years. And it will still occur. Your site just has to be optimized, and it has to have a decent amount of pages and some longevity, but it doesn't have to be online for years and years. Just some longevity and a decent amount of pages, well organized, well optimized for search engine optimization, will usually get you there. See, it can change automatically, these links, according to the algorithms of the search engine bots, whatever they're picking up from your site. Usually it's the ones that have a high click-through rate. So my website, Flash and ActionScript 3, has a very high traffic volume and click-through rate. So that's first, of course. And these used to, but I moved the directories, so now new ones will appear in time and replace those. Now all major search engines are running the algorithms to set site links for all sites. Yahoo's doing it as well, and all the big ones out there. And you also get this nifty little link here that says more results from developphp.com. Okay, now let's talk about why you would want site links. Here we can also, let's see, we looked at Twitter. Twitter has site links. All the big sites have site links. Web Intersect, which isn't very big at all, which is just some site I use as a demo site, has site links. So it's not that hard to get. And here in my webmaster tools is where I was showing you where I can block. See, these are the site links that are showing up here, right there, and it shows you where they lead to, and you can block them or leave them. And once you block them, it takes some time for them to go away, and then new ones will probably come in and take their place. Okay, so why you would want site links? Site links will help raise your traffic by placing more blue things for people to click on. People love links. So you place more blue things for people to click on there, obviously you're going to get more traffic. If they search some query and there's more blue things to click on near the top, it's a better chance you're going to get more traffic. It also will help direct visitors to certain areas of interest within your website so they can bypass a lot of the crap that they don't want to see and go straight to what they want. And it gives instant visual insight into what is in your site as well. So when they look at these links, when somebody searches for DevelopPHP and they see these links, they're going to understand exactly what the site is about, what's going on within these pages, before even clicking this and entering. And further than your description and your title, this gives just a little more insight into what your site is about straight through the organic results here. You can impress your other webmaster dorky friends and make them jealous of you and hate you more. And if they don't happen to have any site links, you can rub it in their face. That's always fun. And another reason why you would want it is just it's a testimonial to yourself and others directly from Google that their algorithms think your site is top-notch when queried and it's worth having site links for in their search engine. So it's like the icing on the cake, you know. Okay, now I'll just discuss a few tips that I think might be handy for you. I'm not really an authority on all this, so take it for what it is. Okay, so we talked about your site having some longevity helps. You need moderate to high traffic. Low traffic probably won't get you site links. You have to build up your traffic a little bit. Good navigation that the search engine bots can crawl. Good link structure. Good page copy. Everything that falls under good search engine optimization when constructing a site. Those type of things where the search engine bots can crawl into your site real nice will help. Your outbound and your internal links will help. So if you have internal links such as just links to other pages from your website, just like in your menus or whatever, having those helps, and having inbound links coming from other websites to your websites help, and outbound links when you set links to other websites from your websites. That helps a little bit. So all the link structure and the page structure helps. Right here on Google, you can go to the Webmaster Guidelines right here and follow these. You follow the Webmaster Guidelines, you go through the Webmaster Checklist, and you can bet your site's going to be pretty well optimized for the web on all search engines. That's Yahoo and everybody. Okay, and the size of your site doesn't really matter too much. I've seen 12-page websites make site links. And then a site with 10,000 pages also has site links. So the size and the amount of pages really doesn't matter, just the structure. Okay, so I hope you found this information helpful, and hope you get some site links on your site. See you next time.